Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Daryl Peel talks cattle on feed with us in just a moment.
This is Debbie Arthur. My family has been dairy farming for 64 years. Dairy farmers are dedicated to producing top quality milk and being good stewards of the land. We are proud of this tradition. We will continue recycling, reusing, and protecting the water and land. It's important to us, and we know it's important to you and the community. Discover more about dairy farming at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Cattle producers, you don't want to miss Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale Monday, October 2nd, 11 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. 300 Angus bulls, 40 Hereford bulls, 50 registered springbred heifers, 300 springbred heifers, and more will sell. Express Ranch's website's got complete information. Go to expressranches.com. You can check out the sale book, sell videos, and Angus and Hereford bull data. For more information, go to expressranches.com or call 800-664-3977. Talking today with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Daryl, cattle on feed numbers are now out from USDA for September 1 and for August. Give me kind of a rundown of the numbers and what you're seeing in them as released from Uncle Sam.
Well, you know, this report was pretty well anticipated. The placements come in a little bit higher than the average guess. They weren't really outside the range. So they were up about 103%, 102.6 actually. Marketings were right on target at 105.9, and that gives us a September 1 on-feed total of 103.6, which rounds to 104. Last month it was 104.3, which also rounds to 104, but it is actually slightly lower.
From you know, your first reaction on these numbers, anything that just really sticks out at you?
Not really. Again, it's not terribly a big surprise to me. I don't know how the trade will react. We've had a nice run up in the futures market here lately. So we're probably set up here for a little bit of pullback, and this might be the excuse to do that with that placement number being a little bit bigger. If you look behind the numbers, the weight breakdown is kind of interesting. All of the increase in the placements that we see in this report was in the heavyweight categories, 800 pounds and up. And if you'll remember a couple of months ago in June, we had a really big surprise in placements that were big, and that surprise came in lightweight cattle. So it just shows that there's a lot of variation here, and this could actually be a slight issue with these big placements now being up. They're about the same size as those lightweight placements were 2 months ago, so we could have a slight bunching problem as we go into the early part of next year. Most of these cattle will probably come out in January, anywhere between mid-December and mid-February.
With those larger weight cattle, larger, heavier cattle kind of jumping up a little bit as far as placements are concerned, we're seeing a lot of cattle that have been on kind of a backgrounding program for a while, and now they're going to the feedlot?
It's September or, August would be pulling in some of the summer grazing cattle, in particular the double stock cattle that come out of the Flint Hills, that kind of thing. So I think that's probably where most of these are coming from.
When you look at the numbers, it seems like we're continuing to be pretty successful in moving cattle and keeping things current as far as feedlots go.
In general, I think that's true. And again, this marketing's number was good. It was bigger than the placements on a percent increase basis, so it did pull the on-feed total down. Beyond that, there's been some indication just in the last week or two that, feedlots have been kind of, bowing up a little bit to try to get past these summer lows in cash-fed cattle prices, and they may be holding these cattle a little bit longer. Carcass weights are certainly going up seasonally, but they're still below year-ago levels. So as long as we don't get, backed up or don't do anything to cause us to back up, we've really done a lot to help ourselves with this very aggressive marketing rate for quite a few months now.
I know that we've talked before. When you start talking about this on-feed number, we're consistently now above 1 year ago, it seems like, in our feedlot numbers.
That's correct, and we certainly expect that to continue as we go forward. Again, we know the pipeline's full. We've got more feeder cattle coming through the pipeline in 2017. We've got a bigger 2017 calf crop on the ground that'll be coming through the system as feeder cattle in 2018. And in all probability, with the continued growth in the cow herd, we're going to see bigger feeder supply. applies on through 2019 as well. So I think we can expect this on-feed number to continue to be above year-ago levels. The other way to look at it, though, is that it has really grown fairly slowly. As long as we're aggressive in these marketings, we probably are going to see the on-feed inventory increase a little bit, but it's increasing fairly slowly at this point, and that's a very positive thing.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel talking about this last Friday's cattle on feed numbers out of USDA. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, neighbor, the next regular Superior Video Livestock Auction coming this Thursday, September 28th, live from Fort Worth, Texas on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction starting 8 a.m. Central Time with 20,500 head to sell, 4,200 yearling steers, 3,100 yearling heifers, 8,500 weaned calves, 3,600 calves on cows. If you'd like more information about when a lot will sell, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.